Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
If you're planning to get out and do things this weekend, be sure to dress good and warm so you don't catch cold. And just to be on the safe side, better make sure you have plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand, too.
That's right. Because if you do catch cold, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better while you're getting better. Try this ABC cold comfort treatment.
A?
Alka-Seltzer. Take it as directed to relieve the feverish, ache-all-over feeling of a cold.
B.
Be wise. Take good care of yourself.
And C.
Comfort your raspy, irritated throat with a soothing Alka-Seltzer gargle.
That's good advice, Eleanor. When you have a cold, take care of yourself and take Alka-Seltzer. You'll say it's wonderful the way Alka-Seltzer adds comfort to your cold treatment.
Get an extra package of Alka-Seltzer at the drug counter soon.
While Mr. McGee was downtown this morning, an old friend phoned him but didn't leave his name. Naturally, Mr. McGee is curious.
But gee whiz, Molly, didn't you ask him who was calling?
Yes, McGee, I told you. He said he'd rather not say. He wanted to surprise you. Said he was in town between trains and he'd call back.
Hey, wait a minute. Fred Nittany. That's who it is. I'll bet you that's who it was, Fred Nittany. You know old Fred Nittany, the guy that I and him had a Subautoville act together from Starved Rock, Illinois, together. You remember old Fred?
No, it was not Fred Nittany. I know Fred Nittany.
Yeah, but maybe...
And not once did this man say, I love my wife, but oh, you kid. Or get some more rubber bands, sis. I'm snapping them tonight.
Well, maybe he just didn't think
of it. And besides that, when I picked up the phone, I heard the porter say, I checked your bags. Will that be all, sir? And he said, yes, son. Here's a dollar.
Oh. Well, no, I guess it wasn't old Fred.
I'll get it. Coming!
I wish he'd hurry up and call back, whoever it is. This suspense is...
Well, Dr. Gamble.
Had a gruff voice, did you say, Molly?
How are you, my dear?
Yes, dearie, very gruff. Come in, doctor.
Gruff voice? What's this about a gruff voice?
Old McGee was out a little while ago, and he got a phone call. And the party at the other end said he's an old friend of McGee's. Said he'd call back. Wanted to surprise him.
That's it. There it is, kiddo. I'll get it.
Ooh. Heavenly Daisy, be careful.
McGee's residence. McGee speaking. Hello. Who? No. Well, I'll be a... What are you doing in town? I thought you were in California.
Well, now, maybe the mystery will be cleared up.
Why, you old dog.
Who is it, dearie?
Why, you old dog.
Dearie, who is it?
Why, you old dog.
Quite obvious, my dear. It's Rin Tin Tin. Who else? Ask him how Lassie is, McGee.
Oh, cut it out, will you, Pat, so I can't hear a word he says.
Who is it, McGee?
Hello. No, my wife and a big, fat, wisecracking friend of ours. Just a minute. Hold the line. Molly, you'll never guess who this is.
That's for sure. Now, if you'll...
It's old Cappy.
Cappy?
Yeah. Captain Clarence Worsacroskowitz. My old commanding officer. From the First World War. The big war.
Oh, that one.
You guys remember me telling you about him. You know, the guy that nobody could pronounce his last name, and he was so tough we didn't dare call him Clarence. It's him. His train doesn't leave until midnight.
Well, Heavenly Days, don't just stand there keeping the poor man hanging on the line. Invite him over for dinner.
Is it okay? I wanted to.
Why, but... sure. You come over too, Doctor.
Well, thanks, Molly. It sounds like fun.
Gee, that's well. Hello, Cappy. This is Private McGee again. Yeah. Come on over to the house for dinner tonight. Yeah, sure, it's okay. I'm the man of the house, ain't I? Anyway, I want you to meet my wife and a friend of ours. I've been telling them how you and I won the war. Yeah, practically single-handed, with a little help from Pershing and some of those other blokes.
Oh, I hope the steaks turn out all right. I guess I shouldn't be worried. They say army men can eat anything.
Well, the table's all set, kiddo.
Yep, can we help with something else?
You don't have to help with anything, Fatso. Just sit and read your medical journal and stop stealing olives. He's stealing olives, Molly.
Well, so are you. He took one, too, Molly. If he hadn't started it,
now,
I would...
Now, you boys, stop it. The captain will be here any minute.
Yeah, a little dignity, Doctor, please. Gee, wait till you two meet old Cappy. Boy, there was a brave guy. He won so many decorations that when he put them all on, he looked like a Christmas tree. I remember he
never... McGee, look. There's a cab pulling up out front. Quick, how do I look?
Oh, fine, fine. Stop fussing with your hair. Ah, good old Cappy. Wait till I go put on my old army cap. Oh, the mademoiselle from Armentier's bar.
McGee! Oh, dear, this is going to be quite a night.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
The fun you have is good for you. You need it, you deserve it. The question is, do you always feel good enough to enjoy it? Sometimes a headache or an upset stomach just won't let you enjoy the fun that's so good for you. Well, that, my friend, is a situation that calls for speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
You see, Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid for quick and easy use by your system.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles, making it a soothing liquid that speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. Try it, won't you? For refreshing relief of a headache or upset stomach, take Alka-Seltzer.
That's him. I'll get the door.
Is this the residence? Ah, goof off!
Happy. Why, you old dog. You old dog. Why, you old dog.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
Come in, come in. Come on in. Oh, I didn't notice the cane. You're limping, Cappy.
Oh, forget it.
I haven't seen you since Le Mans, but I didn't know.
Oh, it's nothing, nothing. Say, this must be that pretty girl whose picture you carried with you everywhere you went, Molly Driscoll.
How do you do, I'm sure. This is indeed an honor, Captain.
She's Mrs. McGee now. I sure can pick 'em, eh, Cappy?
Oh, McGee. Captain, I'd like you to meet a dear friend of ours, Dr. Gamble.
Oh, how do you do, sir?
Well, this is indeed a pleasure. We've heard so much about you from McGee.
Oh, has he been telling those stories again?
Notice that, kiddo, how he refused to discuss that bum foot of his? Now, there's a real hero.
Doctor, did you say? An M.D.?
Yep.
Probably got it in the big push.
McGee, let's drop it if he'd rather
not talk
about
it. You know, this is fortunate, Doctor. Perhaps you can give me some advice about this blasted foot of mine. I've got an ingrown toenail. It's just killing me, and I've tried everything I know how.
Well, you might as well put the stakes on. Old army men are usually hungry, and it's getting late, so let's go
Oh, that's the funniest yarn yet.
Oh, he fell right into the mashed potatoes, huh?
Yeah. Head first into 500 pounds of mashed spuds, just as the colonel came through on mess inspection.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, when McGee stuck his head up through that mound of mashed potatoes, saw the colonel and saluted, I thought the roof would fall in.
Oh, for the love of Mike, Cappy, you promised not to tell anybody about that.
Oh, I only tell it to people who are your friends, McGee.
Well, dinner's about ready, gentlemen, so if you'll come into the dining room.
Oh, before we eat, is there time for just one more story about this amazing husband of yours, Mrs. McGee? This is a story I'm especially fond of.
No, no more stories. The steak's on. Come on, everybody. Let's eat.
It's the one about the recon patrol, McGee. The time they asked for volunteers and you stepped forward because you'd been on KP for 8 straight weeks and you said you wanted to get out of doors for a while.
Oh, come on, Cappy. Not that. Skip it, will you? They're not interested.
Who's not interested? I'm finally getting the real straight dope on your war record at last, sonny. Go on, tell it, Captain.
I'll turn the broiler down.
Oh, gee.
Go on ahead, Captain. I can hear you out here.
Well, there were 10 of us out on reconnaissance patrol, out in the middle of nowhere, creeping along in the mud. When McGee says, "One of you guys got a flashlight? I just lost my shoe."
His shoe?
Yeah, that's it. Well, come on, now, let's see.
Well, just at that moment, an enemy flare goes off over our heads, and down we go on our faces, all except McGee, of course. He's still groping around for his shoe.
Look, Cappy.
Well, we all got up with our eyes full of mud, couldn't see a thing, and completely lost. Except McGee, of course. And he hollers, "Follow me, you guys. I'll lead you out of this way." Well, we thought he knew where he was going.
How'd I know that shell hole was there? I fell into it before I ever saw it.
We all fell into it, head over heels. You never saw such a mixed up mess of men and mud in your life. Well, as soon as things quieted down a little, the lieutenant in charge of the patrol crawled ahead to see if he could find a way out. Just then a flare went off and lit things up again. McGee hollered, "We must be on somebody's farm, fellas. There's a barbed wire fence."
Oh, no. Fence, huh?
Right at that moment, the machine guns opened up, and they got the lieutenant in the legs. Down he went in the mud back of the wire. Couldn't move.
Oh, the poor lad.
McGee, as usual, was standing up and saw it, and before anybody knew what was happening, he was off and running through that barbed wire like Crazy Legs Hirsch. And just as another flare went off, he flopped down beside the lieutenant.
What, McGee?
And do you know what this crazy little husband of yours did, Mrs. McGee? He dragged that shave tail an inch at a time every time the flares went out till he got him back to safety. Well, if he hadn't, I never would have lived to make captain.
All right, come on, Cappy. Let's eat.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
You mothers know how essential good nutrition is for a child to develop good teeth, strong bones, and a healthy body. But you may not know that meals alone do not always supply enough vitamins for good nutrition. That holds true for children and adults. And a shortage of vitamins is one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. So why not do as so many mothers do? Safeguard the vitamin health of your family by fortifying your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Low-cost one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are easy to take, too, and they include vitamin B12. Next time you're in the drugstore, pick up a package of one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
I guess your old commanding officer is on his way back to California by now, McGee. And it was just a wonderful evening.
It sure was.
I'm so proud of you. Why, you were a hero. A real hero.
Oh, shucks.
Dr. Gamble was just amazed. You never told me that story, McGee. Why haven't you ever told anyone?
Well, I don't know. Gee whiz, Doc Gamble wouldn't have believed me anyhow. It's better this way.
Well, you're probably right about that. But I'd have
believed... Besides, old Cappy left out one important part of it.
What was that?
Well, you heard him say I'd been on KP for 8 straight weeks when I went out on that patrol.
Yes?
Well, when he got shot through the leg out there, I happened to know that he had a 3-day pass to Paris for me all made out and signed in his hip pocket. Wish I wasn't going to let a 3-day pass lay there in the mud and go...
Oh.
Oh, sir. So long, everybody.
See you Monday.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Dr. Gamble is played by Arthur Q. Bryan. Captain Clarence Wuscrows, or what McGee said, was played by Joseph Kearns, who can't pronounce it either. Well, so much for Cappy's reminiscences of the First World War, the Big War. On Monday, the McGees return to life in the present and arrange for the installation of one of our strictly modern devices calculated to save Molly work. This is John Wald wishing you a happy weekend and hoping we'll have you with us again Monday.
Monitor takes you everywhere, weekends on NBC Radio.